My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, so today we're going to talk about how to get more reviews without asking them first. We're going to talk about why reviews are important, because in this podcast, we ask for reviews at the end, because from an Apple perspective, the reviews actually help move us up in the charts. And so reviews definitely help with, from a product perspective, they help increase conversion rates. So reviews are super important because they're a trust symbol, right? So Neil, you can start first.
Yeah. So typically, if you don't ever ask someone for a review, you're not going to get one. And most people, the way they believe that you get reviews is by literally asking your customers. If you're in a store, you say, hey, do you mind rating, reviewing this? Or if you're doing a podcast episode at the end, we'll ask for people to rate, review. But there's a simpler way to get people to leave reviews without technically asking them to, but you pretty much are, just without saying it vocally. What we found is, instead of bribing them or doing anything like that, you can use software solutions like a Podium, or you can add it to your email drip sequence or your text sequence if you're using like Attentive. And you can ask people, what do they think? And you can just link them to a place where they can give feedback. And some of these places could either be review sites, or they could just be a form where you're capturing the reviews on your own website. But asking people, not necessarily to leave a review or a rating, if you're using technology and you want to streamline it and just put it into your sequence and just getting their thoughts on what they think, what you'll find is when you ask them what their thoughts are and you link them to a place where they can leave a review, you'll get a lot of people to leave the reviews without pretty much saying, hey, please go here to leave a review. You're just saying, hey, we'd love to hear what you think so we can improve our product or our service. And then you may link them to your Amazon review page or your Yelp review page or Google My Business page.
Cool. So on my end, I'll keep it very simple and it'll actually go a little kind of build on what Neil's saying. But, you know, we use a service for ClickFlow called Ask Nicely. And what it basically does is it will ask you for, hey, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, Neil, how likely are you to recommend our software? And if you rate a 9 or 10, then it'll actually push you to a review. So it's not a direct ask for a review, right? It's kind of a, you know, if this, then that. And so 9 or 10, that's what happens. If it's a 7 or 8, it's kind of neutral. So, you know, we don't really do much with that. But if it's a 6 or below, we ask for feedback. Like, how can we be better? You know, what can we do? How can we improve? That's what we're really looking for, signal versus noise when it comes to the feedback, because that's an opportunity to improve the product. You can't just build a product in a vacuum, right? So, you know, you can use a lot of different solutions out there. We just use Ask Nicely. That's ASK, not ASS. But anyway, Neil, go for it.
No, I think that's it. You don't really have to do much more than that. And the more channels where you collect people's information, like SMS, Messenger, like Facebook Messenger, you can also leverage Instagram these days, or whether it's just as simple as an email, it gives you more opportunities to get feedback. And you don't, as we all both mentioned, you don't really have to ask for a review. You can say it in other ways, ask for feedback, whatever it may be. And when you do that, a lot of people will love to do it, especially if they enjoyed your product or your service.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, right? When you're asking like that, you're actually getting double the benefit, right? So it's, you get the review or you get the feedback, right? Both are freaking great. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live to check out the event that Neil and I are doing come September. So we're going to get to hang out again. And then don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We're asking you right now, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.